The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'You shall not kill,' and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, 'Raca,' will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body go into Gehenna. It was also said, 'Whoever divorces his wife must give her a bill of divorce.' But I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, causes her to commit adultery, and whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'Do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow.' But I say to you, do not swear at all, not by heaven, for it is God's throne, not by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Do not swear by your head, for you cannot make a single hair white or black. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one." The Gospel of the Lord. A couple of days ago, we celebrated Valentine's Day, a day for us to tell those we love how much they're important to us and love them. It's a time that I enjoy seeing on television interviews with older couples that have been married maybe 70 years and now they're in their 90s. And I like it when the interviewer says to them, "What's your secret to having such a long marriage?" And I find it usually what they'll often say is, "We never go to bed angry." Or they'll say, "We always forgive each other." It's usually something very simple, and you think, "That's the secret? Wow, that's..." But then you start thinking about it deeper and you say, "Yeah, that really is a basis for accepting your spouse and living with them and forgiving things before they build up too big." But beyond that, there's lots of things that we do in a relationship to make it a good relationship. If all we did in a relationship was just follow the Ten Commandments, now that would be a good basis for a relationship. But we need to do more. I think that's what Jesus is telling us in the gospel today. I mean, in a relationship, whether marriage or friendship or with your parents, if you said, "Well, I never lie to them, I never cheat them, I never take anything from them, I never steal from them, and I haven't killed them. That's what I do to make a good relationship. You'd probably say, well, that's a good start. Do that. Don't start not doing that. Jesus says, do those things. He says, I have not come to abolish the law and get rid of the law. Follow the law, even the smallest part of the law. And he says, if your holiness, if your life, if it doesn't surpass the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. I feel a little bad for the scribes and Pharisees because I don't think all of them were doing this, but probably a lot of them were. The scribes and Pharisees were very good about following the letter of the law, following it exactly. But then that kind of brought them to a point where they stopped. And they thought, well, as long as I'm not killing, cheating, lying, or stealing, I've got it covered. There's so much more, Jesus says, to living as a disciple. There's so much more that he talks about earlier in this sermon. This is from the Sermon on the Mount. It's a big passage of Matthew's gospel where he gets into things like the Beatitudes. He says, be merciful, be pure of heart, be willing to be persecuted for the sake of righteousness. He's expanding the law as he says, you've heard it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill. He says, but I say to you, if you become angry with your brother, you're liable to judgment. And when you think about it, how much is anger oftentimes the source of our bad behavior towards other people? We may not kill them, but our anger, if it festers, it can get out in so many unhealthy ways. Jesus is saying, I ask more of you. And sometimes when we just stop at the letter of the law and we don't go any further, we kind of let ourselves off the hook. I can remember back when I was in second grade and our teacher, Sister Linda, asked me to help this new student that came into our class. His name was Stephen. He was new to the school and he needed help reading. And I was good at reading. So I would sit with him and help him learn how to read and, you know, practice and get a little better. And then I remember coming in one day after recess, and Sister Linda says to me, John, I noticed that nobody played with Stephen on the playground. Why didn't you play with him? And I said, well, Sister Linda, you never told me I had to play with him. I was kind of sassy that way. And yes, she didn't specifically tell me to play with him, but I could see the disappointment in her face. And she said, well, you're right, I didn't tell you to play with him. But I was hoping that you would include him, that you would be a friend to him, that you would be kind to him. And I kind of went away like that, as we usually do when we're called on the carpet. We sometimes stop short of what we know we should do because we say, well, I wasn't specifically told I couldn't do that or I should do that. Jesus is saying there's so much more to being a Christian disciple. Follow the law. Do what the law says and fulfill more than that. We need our love, Jesus says, needs to be perfect, just like our Father's love for us is perfect. This will not be easy to do because we're human. We fail. We have times that we're not the best we could be. So therefore, we need God's grace in our life. We need the sacraments. We need coming together as a community every Sunday to worship together, to be there for each other, to encourage and at times call each other accountable for things that we are or are not doing, and that we can grow to be the best disciples we can. This weekend is an opportunity that I would invite you, if you would like, to give to an effort throughout the Archdiocese called the Catholic Services Appeal. It is an annual collection. And there are envelopes in your pews that talk about the Catholic Services Appeal. If you'd like, you can take one of these home today. There's also a way to give online. And for many of you, if you've already given to the appeal in the past, you probably received a letter and you can respond that way. The Catholic Services Appeal allows our funding and our support to go beyond just our parish to many other things in this archdiocese that are so worthy of ministry. Things such as prison ministry, Catholic charities, hospital chaplains, campus ministry on college campuses. There are many ways that we can give, and if you're able to do so and you would like, I invite you to support the Catholic Services Appeal. Brothers and sisters, we are following the Lord. We are following what he has asked us to do the best we can, to be generous in the way that we love each other.